For the first time in the United States, some women can now go to a drugstore and get birth control pills and other contraceptives without a prescription. It's part of a federally funded research project in Seattle. Women can fill out a questionnaire, have their blood pressure checked, and get birth control from the pharmacist. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The discreet sepia-toned pamphlet asking, "Are you looking for a better method of birth control?" sits on the pharmacy counter at the Bartels drugstore in University Village. The head pharmacist there, Steve Anderson, is often the go-to guy for women seeking contraception without a prescription. He says for women who don't see a doctor on a regular basis, this is a convenient way to get birth control.
If you don't make it easy for them to do it, they just won't do it. A lot of them will just say, it's too much of a bother for me, and they'll skip it. And we'll have pregnancies, unwanted pregnancies, which is a huge problem, and that just doesn't need to be that way.
So far, more than 70 women have been given contraceptives directly from pharmacists like Anderson. He begins by handing them the pamphlet, then he escorts them into a small private room and asks them to give written answers to 23 questions.
Do you have or have you ever had breast cancer? Do you have a liver disease or jaundice? Do you smoke cigarettes?
The questions are designed to weed out women who should see a doctor before they get birth control, but women between the ages of 18 and 45 who pass the health checklist and have a normal blood pressure can immediately get a 3-month supply of low-dose birth control pills or patches. They can get additional supplies later if there are no problems. The lead researcher on the project, Jacqueline Gardner of the University of Washington, says the original idea was to reach out to women who were asking pharmacists for morning after pills.
We began to feel that for continuity of care, it would be wonderful for pharmacists to prescribe ongoing birth control for the women whom they had seen for emergency contraception.
So far, the State Medical Association is reserving judgment on the wisdom of this approach, but Gardner says there are studies that suggest that healthcare providers can safely prescribe birth control without conducting a complete medical exam. Expanding access to birth control worries Marquette University's Christopher Wolfe. He writes on social issues and says the program fosters an agenda he doesn't like.
The key is that a lot of people think that birth control is really central to women's lives. It gives them a kind of freedom from reproduction. And, you know, given that perspective, you know, you'd probably want to expand access to it. My own view is that I think that, in general, the impact of contraception on American life has been very harmful in many ways.
Back at the pharmacy, customers have mixed opinion on this new way of getting birth control. College student Katie Jurgensen says women should see a doctor.
Before you're prescribed birth control, you're given a full physical, you're asked your medical background, and I just don't think that they can have you fill out a questionnaire and then prescribe birth control for you.
But Deanna Garda, a nurse, supports the concept, though she would like to ensure that women get follow-up care and pelvic exams.
I like it. I think all women need access to proper birth control. They need to be screened, but I think it's an easy way to come in and be protected.
The researchers intend to study the experiences of about 300 women for a year before making any recommendations. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.